Welcome along to another episode of The Wedding Band Show. Myself, Brian McDermott. On today's show, we have a first. First time we've had two guests and a brand new band.
That's right.
Have you even done a wedding yet?
We have done some gigs, yeah, and we have
so done, you haven't done a wedding.
We've done some corporate stuff. Yeah.
Stick to the questions and answers.
All right, okay, hang on now. I didn't know that this was going to be an interrogation.
This is an interrogation. No, so brand new band. Yeah. Name of the band.
The name of the band is The Atlantic.
And what's the lineup?
The lineup is myself, Mark Kennedy, on acoustic guitar and fronting us. This lovely, beautiful gentleman beside me here, Ray McAndrew, is on the bass guitar.
Five strings.
We have Dwayne Gallagher.
He's backing it.
He's
You're fronting it and he's backing it.
Yeah, I'm the financial backer of the operation.
Front and back. Just have a quick look here now. It's very much a front and back situation going on here. Yeah. Dwayne Gallagher's on guitar, an absolute beefcake. We have Luke Devaney on the drums.
Yeah.
Also another beefcake.
As the MD as well, by the way. Yeah. That man is...
Oh, sure, he does everything.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, you'd be playing, we'd be rehearsing and playing away. And all of a sudden you go, hang on a minute now, I think you pinged your string wrong there a second ago, Mark. We're going to stop the whole thing and go for it. He's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you want, though.
Oh, no. You need that, like. Mm. He's the one who's going, he's quality control, like, you know. Yeah. And then we have Bethany McLaughlin on the keyboard as well, and vocal. So it's a four-vocal band, Ray, isn't it?
There's a four-vocal band, I don't sing.
So what did you say there? Four-piece? Five-piece?
No, it's five-piece band.
Five-piece. And, so you're right, starting from scratch. Well, basically, you were in a band before for years, anyway, wedding band.
Yeah.
Top on the scene. Premier number one wedding band.
We are one of the we are one of the 80 top number one premier wedding bands.
Yeah.
No, I have been, so I was in a band called Hot Fuss, fantastic band from Portumna in Galway. I've been on this show actually promoting them.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Then COVID hit, a load of stuff changed. I stayed at home, I had a baby, I did all this stuff.
Yeah.
Since then, and this is actually the part that I was a little bit nervous about, because there's definitely bands out there who are going to think, was he just rusing us? Because I have dept with every wedding band in the country.
taking notes. So
yeah, that's what they're all going to think. He was literally just taking notes.
Yeah.
So since COVID, I've been depping with every wedding band going.
Yeah.
Helping out.
Not us.
And learning, then, well, not cheap,
learning your trade.
Learning the trade.
Yeah,
really.
yeah.
I'd say I've done probably altogether between Hot Fuss, in the last 10 years that I've been doing weddings, I've probably done 1,000 weddings.
Yeah.
And I finally said, you know what? Why not just set up my own thing now anyway?
Yeah,
I'm
in
Sligo here, and from gigging around, I'm surrounded by musicians all the time. Got boys that I'm playing with every week, and I'm going, hang on now, there might actually be a wedding band amongst all these degenerates.
He's helping the rest
if
of
I could pull them all up, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was always something that was in my head, though. It was the idea always, I played bass guitar in all these bands, and then I did one-man gigs on acoustic.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
if I could move to the acoustic thing and put a band behind me, I think we could have an unbelievable wedding band.
Yeah.
So then I put my money where McKendy was, and I said, you know what, let's try it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's going to work. We've done some corporate gigs. We've done some pub gigs. We've taken in some bookings of weddings, which is great, because that's literally just people going, I'm going to trust you now, Mark.
Yeah.
Are you sure you have a good wedding band?
Yeah.
But we definitely do. Ray came out of retirement, actually, just to do this.
Yeah. That's not true.
No, it's true,
it's
Ray.
It's not true.
No.
When was your last bass gig before this
I
band?
Probably wouldn't have done a lot of them. Now, that's not good.
No, that's terrible.
Cut that out.
He's one of the best bass players going.
I played
so
for
busy.
Many, many years and then stopped during COVID because they didn't allow music during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so I was very adherent to that rule.
So whenever COVID finished...
with yourself at home.
Whenever COVID finished, Ray said, well, I'm just going to not be a gig anymore. And I said, hang on now. We can't leave a face like that and fingers like that, man. We can't have them not on a guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
So I said, come on, out of retirement, let's do something.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people after COVID said I'm not doing as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, definitely travel, like.
Yeah. Well,
not
that,
doing much travel.
I mean, that's a big thing. That's kind of what happened to me is I said, well, first of all, I got into this video game, which we're videoing this now, obviously.
Yeah. Hopefully we hit record.
Yeah, hopefully or we have video, which is how I kind of got to know you a little bit better as well. But and I'm still doing a little bit of that, which is allowing me the time to put the energy into this new project.
Yeah.
Like in my head, whether I be right or wrong, you know what they say now? Snap this, cut this bit out, and then tell me in 5 years. I think is we're onto a winner. Like
it's going to be the best wedding band in Ireland.
It's going to be one of the top 500 wedding bands in Sligo.
Easily,
because I am. So going to play this back.
I don't like to jump.
I am going to play it back in 5 years.
Yeah, definitely do. Where you're like, what happened to that wedding band, Mark? Ah, sure.
couldn't keep them together.
Well, I couldn't. Yeah, Ray retired again. I couldn't mind about it. Like, no, I think it is. And obviously, me and Ray know each other very well.
Too well, one might say.
Too well. But we've worked together for years and years.
Yeah.
But we were both bass players, so we never get to gig together.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually four bass players in the band.
There's four bass players in the band.
Yeah.
Because Luke Devaney on the drums will play Anatin, which is the most frustrating. I mean, I need him and I love him. Yeah. But what a frustrating musician. Oh my God, it's so annoying that he knows everything.
Yeah. And he's a good actor.
And he's a great actor as well. He's acting like he wants to be in my band right now.
Acts like he knows everything.
He has it all up to a T. And then Dwayne is a bass player. And then Bethany's playing the left-handed bass on the keyboard. There's five bass players. And that's all a band needs.
That's all a bride and groom wants.
A kick drum and a bass is all you need.
Like, I mean, I've spoken to a lot of couples over the years.
Yeah.
And they've all expressed, you know, if only we could get a bass playing band.
Yeah, just bass player. That's actually a Spinal Tap scene.
Yeah.
You could do a promo of you all playing bass.
Oh my
could
God! Do. Let's do redo the
start
Spinal
the song
for that niche amount of people that have seen Spinal Tap. We're going to do recreate a scene. Anyway, no, look, it's exciting times. It's a long time since I've been as excited about a project as this, which is why I'm trying to force it through the door. You know, I was ringing you, going, "Let's do a wedding band show. Let's do this. Let's do promo. Let's get all this."
You've been on it before. You know, give me a chance.
And that's not to say that, like, and I really mean this as well. There's no competition in the wedding band game. For me, because like all those bands that I'm filling in with all the time, anytime someone rings me, I'm going, book these boys. And if they're not around, book these. Genuinely.
Yeah.
And I'm still filling in with wedding bands all the time, dipping in. Like Hot Fuss are an unbelievable wedding band. If you're getting married around Galway or anywhere, Hot Fuss.
Oh, they are. Yeah, I was doing a wedding video maybe, could be 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm.
And Floorful, like.
Yeah, they're unreal. They're unreal. And there's some unbelievable ones out there. It's amazing when you go playing with them to go on. Like the wedding band industry in Ireland, like the wedding scene, the entertainment scene, I don't think there's another country that takes it as serious
but
as
we do. What I think as well is that doesn't come across online, because like when you see the bands live, it's totally different.
Yeah, always.
You know, like, and a lot of the better bands that you see live at weddings don't have that much online that make you go, book them. Like,
that's a good point, actually.
And then some of the, we would say, bad wedding bands or whatever.
How
you know
dare
what I mean?
Yeah.
But they have the flashy promos.
Yeah.
And but then when they turn up,
I found this.
It could be Anatin turning up.
When we were getting married, not me and Mark, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when we were getting married, we were looking for wedding bands, and we found, as we looked everything up, most of the wedding band videos that we actually seen.
Well, then you had to get a wedding band that didn't involve somebody that was going to the wedding.
Yeah, that was
very
big
problem.
Yeah.
Very hard.
But all the wedding band videos were videos of the crowd dancing on the floor.
Yeah.
And no real footage of the band themselves actually playing. Yeah. So you hadn't a clue what was creating this experience.
Yeah.
But it was happening. And I found that quite a letdown.
I did see it years ago, and it was obvious where a band videoed themselves on stage and they had footage from a night. But it was different. The lighting was all different.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, how?
That's like what you did at that GA gig, didn't you?
I'm doing it all the time.
Yeah.
So well, it's AI stock footage.
No, but here's the thing, though. I mean, that's marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone, you have to understand that when you're watching Breaking Bad, you're like, I'm not so sure he's a real drug dealer. Of course, you have to, there's parts of this game.
Yeah, there's little bits, but like.
And you can do it whatever way you want. There's no right or wrong. The only thing is the promos that we will do, or the one that we just put up, and the one that I discussed with you right before we started recording, I promise you, that's us playing that stuff recorded at that time.
Well, that's why that's always a nightmare for the video guy. Because it's 100% live.
And, yeah, you know, we're doing this. Like
the miming promos are easy to shoot.
Yeah, because you just do whatever. But the thing is, so if you go to The Atlantic on our TikTok or our Instagram page, we have a little promo of 3 songs that we've done literally while we're rehearsing.
Yeah. It was our first rehearsal.
Like I told everyone, take out your phone, put your phone in front of you.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Luke is he has the studio. I said, Luke, let's record this audio. And that audio that you hear on that is us playing that song right there. I swear to God, Luke did not dub Anton Nelson. Yeah. Like, that's the audio.
But that's the way he wanted. Like.
Well, it is. I mean, I get that there has to be the fancy promo so people see it. I get that too.
But like, I find a lot of couples know. Like, you know, like nearly all our stuff online is raw, but it's live.
Yeah.
And couples all the time say it. Like, you know.
It's great to hear the light.
Like I say, it's a bit rough and ready, but. And they'll be like, no, we can tell. Like, it's.
Yeah, because, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with the other way either. I don't think you can have both.
Like,
I don't think you're pulling the wool over a couple's eyes. What you're showcasing to them when you put it together a proper promo is, this is the energy that we bring. The look at the floor, look at us giving the energy. That's usually what our show looks like,
and
it looks fancy and looks. Right now, I'm going, let's get content out.
Yeah.
So we're rehearsing. Did that sound well? Let's get it recorded. Let's do it. This is all of us playing right now. Let's get it recorded. Let's get it up.
You're kind of documenting the start of the band, which is cool too.
Like, yeah. I'm very aware of the idea that of the band starting. Like, everyone in the band has been in a wedding band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Dwayne, I'm sure Dwayne won't mind me saying this, he fronted the Bentley boys for years and years and years. He's done hundreds and hundreds of weddings. Luke is, I mean, he's done every gig. Name a gig, he's gone. Yeah, I've done one of those gigs. Yeah. He's done everything.
I've been at a lot of weddings.
Ray's done drank pints at a lot of weddings.
Yeah. Was it the Travelling Wilburys?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you all get, together. Yeah.
It's a super group with me, then the flute at the front that has to try and put, like, I swear to God, there's thousands of weddings between every one of us, which is why when I set it up, I was like, we're actually blessed. The same way with this video stuff. Mm. If you want to get into video, I know all these loads of people that are in the video game. Yeah. When we're in this music industry now, the entertainment industry, for me setting up a wedding band, straight away I had boys there who had done hundreds of weddings already before who were free at the time, a blessing. Mm. Guys that I actually play with every single week.
Because you can't buy that experience.
No, you can't. Yeah, yeah. Definitely not. So they're all there ready to go.
You can actually. We priceless.
If you want to buy the experience, very reasonably priced.
TheAtlantic.com.
TheAtlanticBand.com, and there's a contact page.
Yeah, you can buy it.
No, but then on top of that as well, like you get someone, you know, you get someone like Dwayne in, who's like a multi-instrumentalist, who's done hundreds and hundreds of weddings, who has that experience. You bring Luke in, who literally runs a studio here, going, any content you need, Mark, we do it here and we do it now. There's bands out there that would be going, that's what I want. Yeah. You know the bands around about there who do the promo stuff? Well, they don't have that avenue that
it is so handy and surprising how close the video and the band world work together. Like,
yeah, it's amazing. You know? And it's amazing to have the expertise to foot in all of it. Like, I think now is the right time to push it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When we have all that experience. Is there ghosts in this place?
No, it's just a center light.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. Anyway, that's...
So what's the style of the band? Like, you know, the usual couple rings,
Yeah.
Normally, he'd
be friendly on the phone. That'd be his style.
Yeah, usually if a couple rings me, I always say, well, where'd you get my number? Like, who gave you my number?
How dare you?
All right, I'll check the date. Like, but I'm under pressure now. That's usually... Yeah. Imagine if you were like that on the phone. No, so what's the style of the band? It is... Everything that's standard about a wedding band, which is what it should be.
Yeah.
But it also can veer a little bit towards what I think the Irish music scene is now, which is the acoustic guitar fronted Irish stuff.
Bit of interaction, having the crack.
A little bit, and a little bit of that Irish music as well. Mm. Like, we have a half an hour set done up of, like, this is four to the floor, all your Irish stuff ready to go if that's what you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's taken from...
That is big at the minute.
It's huge at the minute now. Yeah. But it has to be adaptable. Like, me and Ray and all of us have come from the wedding scene where it was 80s music all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which it still kind of is, like... Mm. So, like, we have a half an hour, 40 minutes of 80s, walloping you in the jaw.
Yeah.
But then if it has to go to that Irish thing...
You have half an hour left.
It's there, ready to go. Yeah. And we still obviously do the jives and the waltzes and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, we have all the jive medleys done up, all the waltzes and all that kind of crack. Yeah.
But the interaction element, from your perspective, is probably the difference. What I can only speak from my perspective, but
definitely
Mark there, when he's chatting to a crowd, he's a great way about him for, I suppose, putting people at ease and making people feel like, do you know something, I might go up and dance.
Yeah.
Because you have a way of coaxing people.
Yeah, it's... You know?
Well, one in every five emails inquiries has interaction in the in the question. Like, that's so what couples want now.
I've done one-man gigs for years, since I was 16 years old. So the thing about doing the one-man gig is you kind of learn that easy way of going, I have to relax into this now, I'm on my own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's something that couples, people can sense this, because I can sense this in the anxiety in me when gigs are going wrong, is that... You panic and you play faster and louder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't work.
No.
You need... if I go in... If I'm doing a gig where it's a small crowd, smaller crowd, and you're going, well, I've been booked here now to get them dancing for 2 hours, which is clearly not going to happen in a big room with a small crowd. Yeah. I will always
start after a dinner.
Straight after a dinner. I will always say to the crowd, we're going to start. I'll just say to them, how are you keeping? Any news? We're going to start...
Yeah.
If you feel like you want to dance, come on up and dance. If you feel like you want to talk about JA at the bar and drink pints, do that for a while and then come up.
Yeah.
And then I say, if you have any song at all, do not hesitate, ask us, because we might know us. Yeah. We might not know us. Chance your arm. Let's make this a two-way thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's all of my one-man gigs are that. I start every one-man gig by going, come up and ask. I don't care what the song is. Ask me if I know us. The worst thing I can say to you is no.
Yeah.
And that's the way this band is. It has to be an interaction thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did a gig recently with The Atlantic where it was a straight 2.5 hours at a corporate function, right?
Long gig.
And it's a long gig to get to keep people dancing.
Mm. Yeah.
So halfway through the gig, I said to the boys, let's relax here for a minute. Mm. And I said to the crowd, thanks a million for dancing for the last hour and 50 minutes. We're literally going to do 3 slow songs now. You have a choice. You can bring someone out that you love.
Yeah. Shifting.
On the, on the, bring them, or you can go get yourself a drink, take a break, and then we'll call you back out.
Yeah. Mm.
And that straight away kills that. They're like, all right, okay, I'm actually going to go. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to have a drink. And then I'm going to come back in. But you have to, it's the interaction between us and them.
Yeah.
It's the same way across a DJ set, across the band, across
anything. I was going to ask you, actually, do you do the disco as well with the band?
Yeah, so I have been learning all about buying the gear, working it out, because I don't want to be like the fella with the laptop just doing it. Now, I've DJed
before.
Although
you have to say, now, a lot of people think the fella with the laptop is a bad thing. But everyone uses laptops now.
No, sorry. What I mean is I didn't want to be the fella who's
the guy with one
Spotify.
Laptop. Yeah, laptops, you're saying.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to be the fella with Spotify who's just going...
Or an iTunes playlist like me.
Yeah. No, like I have been taking it a little bit serious.
But you've
the DJ
got the
side.
Interaction as well. That just follows over.
But that's
over
everything.
Into the disco.
So there's a huge... That's the biggest thing is the interaction between them as well. You have to be an available DJ too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. To say to people, come up and let's see if we can mix in your
You're
song.
You're actually not a bad DJ.
No, would you say that?
I only heard you there for the first time there a couple of months back, and I actually, he's not doing too bad.
Do you know what Ray said to me? Because Ray runs a venue here in town as well, the booking.
Yeah.
I did one DJ gig. Ray said to me, get in this afternoon. I said, Ray, I'm not supposed to be a DJ.
Well, in fairness, it's not rocket science.
How dare you say that? You're a disgrace.
It is rocket science.
It's rocket science. No.
Because many's the time I've played the wrong song and upset the whole night.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you do that, like, but if you know, like, if you've fronted bands for years, you kind of know what the crowd want.
Yeah, some of
and
us
that
have,
follows over into the disco.
Some of us have retired and had to come back.
Yeah.
Can I tell you another thing as well, right? The other thing that I have been doing is I have been, this is the most, like, the market research I've been doing in the last, like, 3 years, unbeknownst to myself, not realizing where it was going to lead to.
You knew well, but.
I have been doing ceremony music.
Oh, yeah.
Right, loads.
Yeah.
And most of it has been done with, I can't recommend her enough. Her name is Claire Igo.
Yeah.
She's from Galway. She is unbelievable, right?
I think I've seen her.
She's brilliant. Yeah. My God, what a pleasure she is to work with.
Yeah.
I'm doing loads of work with her. But this, the ceremony music is in this package as well. And it's not a gimmick. Because
with Claire?
No. But either with Claire, if you want, because we can book through her, or Bethany is doing it and has been doing this.
Player,
Bethany, the keyboard player, actually had a page where she was going, because she's done some ceremonies.
Doing this,
she was already doing it. And I was like, well, let's do it then.
Marry
let's marry the two.
Marry it.
No.
Hey.
Marry it all together. That's our slogan.
That's he's,
marry it all together with the Atlantic. Oh, yes. Unbelievable. So we're going to do that as well. So there's going to be some video shots, actual videos, us playing, genuinely playing, shot and put up as well. The idea would be, like everyone's trying to do, we'll take you from the ceremony all the way through to the night.
Yeah.
And learning the saxophone as well for the end.
Are you learning the sax?
Yeah. Oh, we're all digging deep here now.
Oh, it's time the whole lad.
Yeah, and Dwayne is doing a celebrant course.
Yeah. Yeah, get the whole lot in together. Yeah. Well, think of me if anyone's looking for a video.
I'm actually becoming a male stripper for the hen nights. You can book me to strip on the hen nights.
You were in Belfast there a few months
ago,
weren't you?
That's right, What was it called again? The archery?
The Devonish.
The Devonish, anyway, that's...
Are you going to play all over Ireland then?
Listen.
Hit the road.
We will hit the road a little bit. For the most part, it'd be great if you were all wonderful Connacht couples out there. That'd be just brilliant. No, because the whole reason I left the road was obviously post COVID. I had a little daughter. I have another baby on the way. I'd rather not be gone all the time.
Yeah.
But that's all hindsight.
Yeah.
Like, it's great saying to you there, oh, I don't know if I got to travel everywhere when we're just starting out. We don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
The goal is in a couple of years.
What's the cutoff point? Is it
2 hours?
Oh, the cutoff point is probably Greece, I'd say.
I'll
maybe
fall
Turkey.
After 2 hours.
Do you mean time wise or travel?
Yeah, well, just if like that, you say, oh, we're not going to travel, but then somebody's from Athlone, you're like, it's not too
bad. It's within the 2 hours.
Then hang on, Athlone is basically Roscommon.
Then it's Meath.
Yeah, that's again within the just about the 2 hours. Mm.
Yeah, I know. Like we did a big corporate gig in Dublin. Now Killarney is a big one.
There's a good road though.
Hot Fuss. Fair play to Hot Fuss. For some reason, Hot Fuss are huge in Cork and Kerry, and I was in Sligo.
Where are they based? Galway.
They're based in Galway. Yeah. All because we gigged so much in the Grand in Killarney.
Yeah,
all the couples were Cork Kerry couples.
They built up following.
Oh my God! I'd get home at 6 a.m. And then I'd get up then at 2 o'clock and go, I have to go back down to Cork again. I have to go back down to Cork again today, like, you know. So we'd obviously rather not do that. But don't hesitate. Like right now, beggars can't be choosers, obviously. Like we're going to take everything
so
into
you're
consideration.
Begging for gigs, basically.
Oh, please, begging. The Lord above. It's 100 quid for your first bucket. No, yeah, the thing is, we're not. We're all very, very busy people. Like I gig 5-6 nights a week anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like we're... And everyone is working and doing their own little projects. So it's the perfect time to start it because no one is going, Mark, where's my 60 weddings a year? Where's my 70 weddings a year?
You don't,
We're all on the creative side of it now where we're going, there's such a buzz. There's such a buzz between the five of us going, this is working. Like, look how cool this is. When we rehearse and the song sounds well, we all go, it's like we're 14 again.
Yeah.
We go, oh my God, look how great that sounds. Like, you know.
No, it's nice to have that buzz again.
You could be the judge of that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's it. The clips you put up are really good.
And they're, fully just recorded that on one take.
Fully live.
Let's just do it. Let's just record it.
Yeah. And now, if a couple did want to see you live, have you any...
There's
going
to
do like showcases or gigs or what?
Yeah, so right now we're gigging in Lily's. I don't have the dates, Amy.
But
I'll put them up. Yeah. I'll put up the dates. We'll do some showcase stuff in Lily's. If you come in as a couple as well, we make sure that Lily's, if you say we're here to see them for a wedding, we'd make sure Lily's look after you.
Free drinks for the
drink
night.
Free drinks
you
for
get
the
a reserved table and you might get a cocktail.
And then you sound better as the night goes on.
And you get your own personal toilet.
It's like the
a gig is better than a showcase anyway.
Yeah.
Set up at a wedding fair and you know, there's no atmosphere.
No, come and see us at a gig. Come and see what we do, the crack that we have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it, like, you know.
Yeah.
So exciting times, Brian.
Exciting times. Yeah. So where can people find out more?
You can find out more by going to theatlanticband.com or you can email if you do. There's a contact form on that. But if you want to just email us directly, it's theatlanticweddingband@gmail.com.
And you're on TikTok, Instagram.
We're on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook.
And everything's live.
Everything is live. Yeah. Live.
Just before you go, I have something here.
Oh.
For Ray. You've got your wedding band show. You don't get another
one.
You don't get another one. You only get one.
That is brilliant. The wedding band show, Ray.
I have to say now I'm a bit overwhelmed.
There you go.
It's been a long time coming.
You deserve it, man.
Thanks very much.
Ray, you're back.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
That's great.
Right,
you're a full-time wedding band bass player now.
That's brilliant.
Officially.
Savage.
You're back in, boy. Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in, lads. And best luck with the band, theatlanticband.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.